You're listening to SBS News.
Advocates for older Australians have welcomed the announcement of an aged care royal commission, saying it could trigger reform in the sector. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the inquiry will look at the quality of both residential and home aged care, and will include Australians with disabilities who are cared for in residential facilities. It comes after audits from the Aged Care Quality Agency revealed a 177% increase in the number of aged care homes where a serious risk was identified in the past financial year. There was also a 292% increase in the number of facilities that refused to comply with rules. Mr. Morrison says his government is working hard to achieve quality care for older Australians.
My decision, together with my cabinet, to initiate a royal commission into the aged care sector, which includes, I stress, young people living with disabilities in aged care. This is just further demonstration of the fact that we're focused on what matters to Australians. This is one of the toughest decisions any Australian has to make on behalf of loved ones who put their complete trust in them. I want them to have that confidence. I want us to not fight about this issue. I want us to fix it. We're going to keep investing strongly in aged care.
It comes after the government last week committed $106 million towards improving safety and training within elderly residential homes. That involves legislation to establish the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission, a new regulator to audit and assess providers and respond to complaints. But Labor says Scott Morrison has been cutting funding to aged care since he started as Treasurer in 2015. Labor's Treasury spokesman, Jim Chalmers, says Mr. Morrison has been failing to act on the issue for years.
One of Scott Morrison's very first acts as Treasurer in the 2015 mid-year update was to cut almost $500 million from aged care. He followed that up 6 months later with a $1.2 billion cut to aged care in his very first budget. Almost $2 billion worth of cuts in 6 months alone, among the very first acts of Scott Morrison as Treasurer. Scott Morrison is the architect of the cuts that have been made to the aged care system, and it's past time now for him to fess up to the impact that those cuts have had on quality in the aged care system.
Scott Morrison has denounced the claims, calling them Labor lies. Health Minister Greg Hunt has told the ABC the facts show government spending on aged care increased in the last budget.
We've just added $5 billion in the last budget. The last budget has gone from $81.6 billion for aged care to $86.6 billion. So an increase of $1 billion a year over our time in government and over the period of what's called the forward estimates or the life of the budget. We're up from $13 billion in the last year of the previous government to $20 billion this year, $21 next year, $22 the following year and $23 the year after that. So a $5 billion increase in the last budget and each year, every year, an increase of approximately $1 billion.
CODA Australia is a policy development and advocacy group for older Australians. Its chief executive, Ian Yates, says the claim system has proven to be a funding trap for both the government and the opposition.
Under both Labor and the Coalition, we've had situations where claiming behaviours from providers were such that suddenly the aged care budget started to escalate fairly rapidly, well beyond budget predictions. And both Labor and the Coalition used their funding arrangements to bring it back to what they thought were fair funding arrangements. So the sector and the government fight about this.
Mr. Yates says CODA Australia welcomes the announcement of a royal commission. He says the inquiry needs to expose the problems in the sector, what the barriers are to effective care, and what funding is needed to run a better system.
Who should be paying that? How much does government pay and how much do consumers pay? I would note that in terms of consumer payments in aged care, it's a mishmash, it's a hodgepodge. If you're in low-level community support, you pay one means test. If you're in home care packages, you pay a different one. If you're in residential care, you pay a different one. And that's got to be sorted. And both sides of politics have been unable to do that. And hopefully an independent royal commission will come up with something that both sides of politics will agree to.
The inquiry was sparked after widespread and systemic elder abuse was uncovered at the Oakden Aged Care Facility in South Australia. One of the patients at the centre, 66-year-old Bob Spriggs, was over-medicated and suffered severe bruising during his time at the facility in 2016. His family lodged a complaint with the state government, which led to a state and federal investigation. The Oakden facility was closed last year after it was revealed a number of elderly patients had been abused for years. Bob's son Clive has told the ABC the inquiry has been a long time coming.
This Royal Commission is a huge game changer for our aged care, and what it's going to do for the future of our aged care and uncover is, yeah, it's unbelievable. We need it and we deserve it.
The Royal Commission will also look at young people living with disabilities at aged care centres. National Disability Services Chief Executive Chris Tanti says support services in the sector would welcome an inquiry.
I don't think any of us would think that an aged care facility is the right place for a young person with a disability. I mean, having seen some of this firsthand myself, there's got to be other, more age-appropriate options for people who are in those facilities. I think the sector would welcome it. I think, what the sector sort of wants is the appropriate investment in what it is doing and the services it's providing. And people in the sector want to provide quality services.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.